سفر کرب و بلا آرزوی دل ما، سفر کرب و بلا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیک یا ابا عبدالله. The quote says كل الخير في باب الحسين. Every good that you want is at the door of Hussein. Every good, every benevolence is at the door of Hussein. In this miraculous walk that we had from Najaf all the way to Karbala, many of the sayings of Ma'asumeen alayhim assalam were reminded. We believe that the riwayat of the Ma'asumeen carry the same weight as the ayat of Quran, the verses of Quran. And among these sayings are the sayings of Hazrat Zainab salamullahi alayha, because we believe she too is an infallible ma'soom. There in the courts of Ibn Ziyad la'natullahi alayh, when that mal'oon said kayfa ra'ayti sun'allah bi'akhik, how did you see what Allah did to your brother? She in reply says ma ra'aytuhu illa jameela, I saw but beautiful. So these sayings of ma'soomeen are eternal for the past and for the future, as if Hazrat Zainab salamullahi alayha, she saw what is going to unfold, this miraculous walk and that large number of mu'mineen that would cluster around Aba Abdullah al-Hussein to pay a visit to him. Kullul khayr fi bab al-Hussein. And the beauty we see in Karbala today, it cannot be captured by any camera, by any lens. For Aba Abdullah al-Hussein, the equations that we have, they work otherwise. For example, if someone wants to pay a visit to Mecca, there the destination is Masjid al-Haram, and if it is tawaf, it has to be performed in Masjid al-Haram, and depending on the ruling of the mujtahid you follow between the maqam and the rukn, it has to be. But someone who is traveling to Aba Abdullah al-Hussein, the equation says that now in this population that we have, in this crowd that we have, which is in excess of 25 million mu'mineen, it is impossible to get into the haram, to get inside the haram, to touch the sacred shrine. So here the ruling says that the destination is the path in which you will be traveling to the grave of Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam. Equations for Aba Abdullah, they are totally different. The adab to be observed when it comes to the ziyarat of Sayyid al-Shuhada, they are different to the other ma'asumeen. Here says that you come and pay the visit to Sayyid al-Shuhada in your sweat and dust, and that is that first ziyarat. For other ma'asumeen, you have to perform a ghusl, wash yourself and then pay a visit. For Sayyid al-Shuhada, everything is different. Everything is different. Likewise, it is this journey that we have to Karbala. Sayyid al-Shuhada, he is someone who takes everyone on board. And that glorious quote says that Safinatul Hussein Asra wa Awsa, or elsewhere says that Safinatul Najat, he is the ark of salvation, the ship of salvation, and that can be seen here in Karbala. It is evident. And may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, this crowd that is coming to pay a visit here, increase in number. And in reality, if we see and look back into history, the disloyalty that was portrayed by the people of Kufa then has to change to loyalty, that Jafa has to change to Wafa, and only then will the arrival of Imam al-Asr alayhi salatu wassalam take place. Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah.